Once again, thank you for being such brave warriors out in this cold. I think I heard it's 30 below wind chill, so you're mighty. And in that same vein of being mighty, we're heading into Lent. It's Ash Wednesday, is this Wednesday, and we've prepared a very important time for this particular Lent. Again, we all know what we've gone through in the last year. For me, I think the beginning of it marked was when we were all kind of astounded that there was a travel ban on January 31st of last year. What was interesting about that is not knowing that was in the offing, we had already planned to walk around the state capitol for what we called the Two Pillars procession, walking the Eucharist and Our Lady around the state capitol on the feast of St. John Bosco, which is January 31st of last year. So that happened. But then, just to help us recount, we felt that we needed to be outside, okay, walking and praying. And we were promoting that when all of a sudden, on May 30th, that was the George Floyd incident that occurred that erupted the whole nation and streets on fire and everything that we know that happened. It would be on July 2nd that Father Bill Peckman had just come from a retreat, and he said, "I received something during the retreat, and I just want to bounce it off of you." And what it was what came to be, "Let freedom ring, 40 days for freedom from the devil." So he proposed it to me on July 2nd, and we got her up and running on July 7th, so that we could be do the 40 days leading up to August 15th, which happens to be our parish feast day. But also that's where annually we start the 54-day novena for our nation. But what happened was during that time when the streets were on fire and protests and, you know, the whole thing, there was a movement rustling among, and I give Kevin O'Brien a lot of credit. He kind of got us all up and running with it. He's the leader of Men of Christ in Milwaukee. And he had seen us do a Corpus Christi procession downtown. And he says, "We need to do this." And he picked the date of August 15th to have what I think many of you were at, where, in a very short period of time, a week or so, we got the word out. And it was estimated that 3,000 people turned out for this Eucharistic procession through the boarded up stores of downtown Madison, where statues were ripped down and all the violence occurred. Well, and again, that happened to be day 40 of Let Freedom Ring. And what happened after that, we had one eruption in Kenosha. But other than that, everything settled down, okay? And at the same time, these processions caught on around America. So what replaced this momentum of this violence and burning and everything else that went on were these peaceful processions with our Eucharistic Lord. And what I want to point to in all that is, I want to use the word momentum, okay? I've seen periods, and I know you have too, where in our church, the momentum in our world, the momentum seemed to be swinging toward heading in the wrong direction. So we saw a lot of what happened when, and this is my reading of it, is the Vatican II documents, beautiful, but people abused those. They took them and they would use the term spirit of Vatican II because there wasn't anything actually written in the documents that supported their claims, which was basically this, that they would never say this openly. We don't believe in the supernatural power of God anymore. You know? They wouldn't say that openly, but all their actions supported that. Okay? And so we saw a lot of movement to strip out churches and to to thin out the way we offer the Mass and all that stuff. And we've talked about this many times. But there, see, there was a movement away. And what was that? Okay, if the devil's going to come and advance on us, he needs to take away our armor and our weapons, our supernatural, because we're fighting a supernatural reality here. Okay, then that happened. Then what happened was, in the 1990s, it was actually 1993, that, and interestingly enough, I'm almost sure it was on August 15th, that Mother Angelica had her famous rant. And she completely transformed EWTN at that time. And what did that do? That put her in the crosshairs of the bishops. Remember, or at least you can go on YouTube, and if you're too young, you can't remember it, but there was a big battle between her and the bishops. And they threatened to take her to take away EWTN from her. Because why? Because she was promoting the rosary, adoration, sacred offerings of the Mass, Marian devotion, all these things. And the bishops didn't like this, the ones at the time. And she said, I'll blow the thing up before you get your hands on it. I mean, this is how spunky Mother Angelica was. But what happened is that now a movement started to occur in our church that was going in the right direction. John Paul II had already been a pope for 15 years, okay? But now, in his last years, he had a force to be reckoned with EWTN and all its followers. EWTN became incredibly popular during that time. And so there was a movement to Marian devotion, Eucharistic adoration, sacred offering of the Mass. Supernatural, okay? A movement toward the divine. I always say that movement right after the Vatican documents, we used to have a heresy in our church way back that denied the divinity of our Lord, Arian heresy. Well, what I was calling that movement right after the council is stealth Arianism, because they wouldn't openly deny the divinity of Christ, but all their actions said that they denied it. Because they wouldn't have gotten their momentum going in the direction they were going if they said, well, we don't believe in the divinity of Christ. But they could do it with their actions. You see? Momentum. Momentum. Following John Paul II, we had Pope Benedict. And I know in our diocese, during that time, and of course we had Bishop Arlino too, and we were up to 33 men studying for the priesthood in our diocese. And it was increasing all around the nation. I think ours was among the lead in all that, because of Bishop Arlino, I think. Because he very much affirmed what John Paul II and then Pope Benedict was doing. Okay, see, momentum, all right? And then we saw what happened, too, after 9/11. You know, patriotism and more people returning to church. Momentum. So I'll pick another time that I think 2013. I call it the nothing to lose second term of the Obama administration. And all of a sudden, you know, you're going to implement socialism. It sounded great, this Obamacare and all this, but everybody's like, wait, what? You're going to make us do what? You're going to make nuns do what? Wait, what? And we ended up right out in front of the state capitol every Thursday, because we saw this momentum shift occurring, and we were praying against it. Remember that? And during that time, there was a great movement to get the momentum going, not toward God, but away from God. And so we saw other things that happened, this whole transgender stuff, and marriage can mean anything. That was the Supreme Court decision in 2015. And we're like, wait, what? Wait, what? Wait, what? Right? And then we saw another, you know, we saw a movement that stood against that. And we've gone through that. And look how fierce those who oppose the Holy Spirit came against anybody who wanted that movement heading toward God again. I mean, fierce. The lying, the cheating, the stealing, conspiratorial things that were going on. We were like, really? I mean, this is historic. The level of corruption, lying, cheating, and stealing. Now, in accord with a whole ruling class that had become very unified with each other, and we're in accord that we don't want this going in the direction of God. Of course, they're not going to say it that way, because that's not going to help their cause, their movement, their momentum. But all their actions were saying that. And so they did everything they could to throw it at this. You're too patriotic. You love this country too much. You love God too much. Right? And of course, they wouldn't say it that way, but they used every other method possible. Things like censorship. Things like the chilling effect. Things like the cancel culture. All right? Until recently, there seemed to be a seismic shift away from God. What we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, is that we are not about politics. We're not about getting in a class of people. What we are about is about building the kingdom of God. However, what we can do to support that, whoever we can do to support that, we want what? Momentum. We want momentum to go toward God. Now we're in a place where, because so many people, not so many, I'm going to rephrase that, so few people sounded the alarm bells that, wait, they're about to get this seismic shift going in the wrong direction. If we don't warn people right away, no, we need to be silent. We can't talk about those things. Because, see, if you say something like, there's a million babies that are going to be killed this year, you're political. Okay? And so, tamp down, even abuse those who dare try to sound the alarm bells that, wait a minute, they're getting this going the opposite direction. If we don't get on this right away. And they did. And I'm talking with a lot of people right now that personally, their families, they feel like they're under attack, like demonic activity attack. It seems like it's everywhere because the shift has gone the other direction. Now, I don't say that for us to despair, but see how I started way back decades ago to help us all understand that this is about momentum. And so that's all my way of leading up to this. We have to stand on the side of getting this seismic shift going back in the right direction again. And understand that primarily, while we can use secular means that are very powerful, okay, but primarily this is a supernatural reality. And so we have to go first to supernatural means to do that. And so that's my way of saying why this particular Lent, these 40 days to become free of the devil, free of demonic activity, free of a momentum going in the wrong direction. We have to get an army together, smaller than this ruling class and Hollywood, big tech media, big corporation, you know, universities. They own it all, okay? I mean, it seems impossible, and yet God has done it throughout salvation history with smaller armies who are intent, who want to do it God's way. And that's what we developed, okay? Is that, okay, here's what the devil's doing. We have to be aware of that. Because the devil uses its own narratives, it spins truth to make it look good. You know, the one I always bring up is women's reproductive rights or women's health or whatever. Love is love. And if you're not careful, you go, oh, well, if you put it that way. No, we have to know exactly what the devil's doing to know how to defeat him. So that's why I'm so excited about getting together with, I think it's going to be over 100,000 people, to stand athwart this enormous army, the ruling class, the New World Order, the Great Reset. What does a Great Reset mean in the context of what I've just been saying? It's a momentum shift, a Great Reset. That's what they're doing. They're not saying we don't believe in, for instance, the divinity of Christ. That's not what we're saying here. No. Yes, they are, because they're looking at the Bible and spitting on it. We're not going to follow what the Bible teaches us. We're going to follow what we've evolved to in our understanding that is superior to the Bible. Do you see? And so we have to understand this. And so we have to use great strategy, but we also have to call upon the very best of what God has revealed to us to use with all power, God's power, to get this shift, this resetting back in the direction of God. So please, please, please be a part of this. It's called Let Freedom Ring. And that's one of the big things, right? We're losing our freedoms right before our eyes. We're going to have to comply in order to fill in the blank. You know, 10 years ago, we would have gone, are you kidding me? But they managed to do it. We want our freedom. So Let Freedom Ring, a 40-day tactical training for freedom from the devil. Now, here's how you do it. You just give your name and email to that button over at the usgraceforce.com website, and then you're going to get daily emails. You're going to get the new book, here's the book, in your email. You don't need to get this. But we do recommend you get this because you can take it where you pray, and you can mark it up, and you can, you know, put little yellow markings and bookmarks and everything in here. So you have your own, you can refer back, all good that way. But you don't need it. We're going to be doing this together. And every day, the first day, Father Peckman takes on fear. What a perfect one to start with. We're being made to comply out of fear, aren't we? It's one of the major tactics the devil's using. We're going to get momentum going this way because you're so afraid. Right? I take day two with despair. If we're not careful, we can go there. Well, it's all over. The momentum's going this way. It's done. We're done. God better set a comet or something. No, look at the history. It's always been about momentum. And it's always been about holy, devout warriors like yourself who stood athwart and said, no, we don't accept that the momentum's going that way. We're going to work our tails off to get the momentum going this way. And they did. And it did. Be a part of this momentum, this reset, this godly reset of getting this momentum in God's direction. I have only 5 books out there right now. I actually bought those myself off of Amazon to have at least some out here. I've got 60 coming. I was hoping they'd be here by today, and hopefully I think they're going to be here by Ash Wednesday. But you can get it at Amazon. That's the quickest way to get it right now. But get a book, but also sign up, okay? It's going to be a call for us to take on mortification, fasting, the most powerful prayers available to us, a different litany every day. You'll see when you look into it. But it's amazing, okay? And also exorcism prayers that directly counter what the devil's up to. You're not going to get us out of fear. We're going to pray against that. You're going to get us into despair. We're going to pray against that. The third day is treason, I think, betrayal. You're not going to get us to do that. We're going to pray against that. See what I'm saying? 40 days for freedom from the devil. Please, please, please be a part of that godly momentum shift. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.